Free Talk Live, and we're kicking off hour number two of the live Saturday edition of the show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away. Unlike those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their websites. We do it for free. freetalklive.com. We are currently working on getting Jim Babka on the line from downsizedc.org. Apparently, we're having a little bit of technical difficulty there. We'll do that here in moments. But I believe Justin in Washington, listening on KUSA, is on board with us. Hello, Justin. Justin in Washington, going once. Justin in Washington, going twice. He's not there. Jim Babka's not there. Nobody's there.
Yeah. We're just all by ourselves here.
I guess so. Here's some interesting news. It's actually a little bit of an older story, but somebody posted it on our bulletin board system, and I just thought it was fascinating because the drug LSD, acid, gets a pretty bad reputation out there in the news media. It's a lot of people are scared of LSD because they've heard stories about people going crazy and shooting people with bows and arrows and all kinds of wacko, whacked out stories surround this drug. And I think a lot of them are urban legends, urban myths, that sort of thing, propagated by the drug warriors themselves. But generally, you don't see too many positive news stories about LSD and people who use it.
I can't imagine there's too many, but okay.
Well, here's one
of
them.
Give it here.
Here's one of them. This one from the Associated Press or Associated Newspapers. Francis Crick, the Nobel Prize-winning father of modern genetics, was under the influence of LSD when he first deduced the double helix structure of DNA nearly 50 years ago. The abrasive and unorthodox Crick and his brilliant American co-researcher, James Watson, famously celebrated their Eureka moment in March of 1953 by running from the now legendary Cavendish Laboratory in Cambridge to the nearby Eagle Pub, where they announced over pints of bitter that they had discovered the secret of life. Crick, who died in 2004, aged 88 at the time, later told a fellow scientist that he often used small doses of LSD, then an experimental drug used in psychotherapy, to boost his powers of thought. He said that it was LSD, not the Eagle's warm beer, that helped him to unravel the structure of DNA, the discovery that won him the Nobel Prize. I just found that absolutely fascinating. And there's a little bit more about Mr. Crick, and we might talk about him to some extent here in a moment, and his history, because it's a fascinating one. He had a real deep involvement with the drug, and just the suggestion being that maybe it's not as bad as they've made it out to be. I'm not saying go run out and buy some and dose on it. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just think it's fair to counter some of the negative propaganda out there. A Nobel Prize winner discovered the double helix of DNA while tripping on LSD.
Well, he said he used very small doses. Small doses.
Well, small dose can mean a hit to a half a hit.
It could mean, I would imagine, you know, something less than a current hit.
You're imagining.
I am imagining that, yes.
But a hit is a small dose.
I've done LSD, and I wouldn't say that I saw any benefit in my life from it.
We'll come back to more on the drug war here in moments. 1-800-259-9231. Shifting gears, though, to our guest here, Jim Babka from Downsize DC joins us. Jim?
Hello.
Good evening, sir.
Well, good evening to you guys.
Shame on the board op. He didn't call you during the news break. That's what... That's why we're a few minutes
late. Hey,
I'm
glad I came in late. I've been listening to the previous hour, some of it anyway, but I didn't want to miss that little tidbit about Mr. Crick. That's very, very interesting.
Indeed it is. So, Jim, you're the president of DownsizedDC.org. We love having you on the show here on at least a monthly basis to clue us into what DownsizedDC is and what you guys are doing. And I guess we should just start with the basics for those just tuning in, those just discovering DownsizedDC.org. Why should people go to DownsizedDC.org? What are you and what are you doing?
Well, if they believe that the federal government is too big, then we're for them. It's just that simple. If they believe the government's getting involved in too many areas of their life, we're for them. If they believe that government does more harm than good, that it taxes too much, that it wastes money, we're for them. We're Downsized DC, and we believe that the federal government is way too big, way too intrusive, way too expensive, and we want to reduce the size, the scope, and the power of it.
Excellent. And I would say that most Americans think government is too big, at least from the studies and the numbers that we've seen.
Yeah, and you know, you can do a little simple test to demonstrate this for yourself. It works like magic almost every time. I don't know, there may be some places where you could go and try this and it wouldn't work, but in the general public, it always works. And that is to just ask, you know, do you believe the federal government is too big, too small, or just about the right size? And 9 out of 10 or better will tell you that they believe it's too big. Some will ask you, where's the option for way too big?
Yeah, exactly. So people should head over to downsizedc.org to get involved, because what your website does, and it does it brilliantly, it does it simply, it allows individuals to go and get connected with their representatives in government, with their U.S. House and U.S. State, U.S. Senate representatives. And essentially what happens is you guys have different issues that you're following on the website. You send out emails, the Downsize DC Dispatch, alerting people to what's going on in Washington, D.C. You guys keep tabs on the politicians. You know what they're up to. Thank goodness you're doing it, because I know I don't have time for it. And you keep tabs on them. You bring up a new issue when it surfaces. And you give them a link in the email that says, click here to take action on this. You click there. You sign into your account, which is free, of course. Easy to sign up for. You sign into your account. Automatically, the system pulls up your representatives. And there's a pre-written email that you can modify to your heart's content, or just leave it the way it is and send it on in regards to the issue that you happen to be interested in. We'll give you an example of one of those issues here in a moment, but it sends it through the senator or representative's own web forum. So it's not like it's just spamming them with an email. The software that you guys have behind the scenes goes to their webpage, fills out the information that's required on that person's contact page, like name, address, you know, are you a constituent, all of those sorts of things. It fills all that out for you, does it all behind the scenes, so you don't even have to even see it happen, and then it sends off that personalized letter to your senator or representative. It takes out so many of the steps between getting in touch with your elected representatives. It's a brilliant system.
Right. You know, I had always wanted to write letters to my representative or senator for whatever reason.
But it takes time.
It does. And I'd have to find out what their email is. I'd have to find out what their address is. I'd have to do all these things. But downsizedc.org allows me to just fill out a little bit, you know, they pretty much do all the work for me.
Now, I know, Jim, you've got some good news. You guys had a recent victory, and I'd like you to talk about that, and also whatever your current campaign is that you want to help promote here. But actually, we've got a question for you, and I'll make sure we can get it out here. So let's go to the phones first and talk to Dan in Florida, listening on WFTL. Dan, you're on with Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bob. Good show here this evening.
Thank you, Dan. What's on your mind?
Hey, real quickly, what you're doing with the downsizedc.org there, question I have, you hear the buzz on talk radio and other outlets about revamping the tax system. Is that part of your fight to come out with a fair tax or just reworking the IRS tax system the way it is now?
Well, I would be curious to get each of your input on this. We have been taking a very close look now for over a year at the fair tax, because we see it as perhaps an opportunity to avoid having to file cumbersome reports on April 15th, to choose how much tax you want to pay based on the purchases you choose to make, and to put the cost of government right on everyone's receipt. So that they know what it's costing to have this government in Washington, D.C., as opposed to the people who get a refund check and think, wow, free money from the government.
I see. We've actually talked to the fair tax guys on this show, and we've looked into it extensively. And I have to say that it would seem to me that DownsizedDC.org would want to get behind proposals that actually reduce the size of government. And the fair tax doesn't do that. In fact, one of the other things that it does do some of the things you said it does. But one of the other things it does is it puts every American on welfare. They've got this little, what is it they call it? The prebate. They've got this prebate thing that they send out to everyone with a Social Security number, every household, that essentially it puts every American, every taxpaying American, on the dole from the federal government. And to me, that is really scary.
And I can understand where you're coming from on that. And I believe that their justification is twofold for that. Is number one, they're concerned that they could never get this passed without trying to do something to help the poor. And two, you've got the issue of the poor needing their food, their medicine, and so forth.
We're going to come back with more of this. Hang on, Jim Babka, 800-259-9231. Dan, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. We've got Jim Babka, the president of DownsizedDC.org, on with us. If you've got a question for him, don't hesitate to dial in. More on the way. We'll find out what they're up to right now at DownsizedDC.org. This is Free Talk Live.
Free
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll-free line for you. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where you can get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list. And you can get on it for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com. Get registered now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 25th. Meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, Ron Paul, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum for more information and to get registered. That's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. I say the most influential libertarians in America will be there, and I mean it, because Jim Babka is going to be in attendance at the Liberty Forum next
month. Shucks.
Which I think is really exciting because, Jim, we've never met. We've had a long history of interacting all the way, going all the way back to the Harry Brown 2000 campaign when you were his press, weren't you his press secretary?
Yes, I was.
We've sort of known each other off and on since then, and even more so recent. So I'm really looking forward personally to meeting you. But also, you're going to be giving a presentation at the forum. What's it going to be?
Well, we're going to talk about how New Hampshire can change the federal government forever.
Awesome. I'm really, really looking forward to that. I've definitely blocked it off so I can be attending that particular breakout session.
Wonderful.
So, yes, you definitely want to get registered for the Liberty Forum, freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. So we were talking about what DownsizeDC.org is, and it's a brilliant, simple way for individuals to get in touch with their United States representatives and senators through your website. It makes it, you make it so simple, so easy at DownsizeDC.org. But what's one of the current issues? What's something that's going to get people excited, Jim, to actually visit your website and take action?
Oh, there's a whole bunch of things. If you're in right now, or tomorrow, I'm going to have my radio show here on GCN. We're going to be talking about the National Animal Identification System. This is something we've been opposing since mid-year last year. There's new efforts by the federal government to try to create an interim rule within the bureaucracy to kind of sneak in through the back door. And implement this procedure that's really rather unfair to the family farmers, the small farmers. It's designed to benefit big agribusiness and give them a competitive advantage over their smaller competitors. And,
can you imagine that they would do such a thing, Jim? That they would put in place a law that essentially makes it almost impossible to be a small rancher?
I'm shocked.
Really, I am. I mean,
no,
really? No, what a bunch of jerks that they would.
This is typical.
That, you know, basically they make it so that every small rancher, whether it's chickens or ostriches, they would, or anything, it doesn't have to be birds. It has to be tagged and numbered. Whereas large agribusinesses, large ranches, all they have to do is lots of animals. So lots meaning, you know, like big sections of them. As long
as 100 of them.
Yeah, as long as the herds don't interact with each other. But if your herds, you know, interact with each other in any way, then you've got to number them all.
Right. So it's a way to increase the burdens on the little guys while the big guys just shrug it off, and it's no big deal to them. So that's something you're opposing, and people can take action on it by going to DownsizeDC.org and getting involved. And it's so easy to do. Now, Jim, you've actually had some positive effects recently because DownsizeDC.org continues to grow in influence. You continue to get new DC downsizers on board. And, in fact, what's the size of your mailing list right now? It's pretty significant, isn't it?
We're up over 21,000 subscribers right now.
That's awesome.
And we have 16, so far, so more than 16,000 people have registered to use the system, and we've generated very close to 500,000 messages.
Excellent. So what was your recent victory? I know you sent out an email to the downsizers about a recent victory. What was that?
Well, there is an attempt by some good government reformers to restrict First Amendment rights. They do this every couple of years. They come along. There's a scandal. The scandal is usually provoked by money being driven underground by the last reform, and they all pretend to be shocked and surprised that this has happened because they thought they solved the problem 2 years ago, and the solution is always the same. It's regulate the people, not the politicians that are misbehaving. In this instance, they decided that they wanted to go after so-called AstroTurf organizations, which is kind of a funny play on words, kind of the opposite maybe of grassroots. And what they did was they created a regulation that, surprise, surprise, regulated everybody but AstroTurf groups. It came specifically hard on groups that are trying to get started, upstart groups, smaller groups, groups that are growing like DownsizeDC.org, because they created an exemption for membership. So they made it possible if you were an employee, if you were a member of a union, if you were an employee of a Fortune 500 company, if you were actually a dues-paying member of an organization, that an organization could communicate with its members, employees, and so forth, and not have to report. But organizations that have not had to file reports on how they interact with their members and the money they raise and how they spend it would have to begin doing so if they began communicating with the public. So a Fortune 500 company or a union could spend millions of dollars communicating with their members and driving them to do grassroots activity, but small small organizations like DownsizedDC.org would have to begin dealing with a cumbersome reporting process that we've estimated will probably cost us to comply about $10,000 in four fewer campaigns per year.
Oh, goodness. And you guys are, I mean, you guys are just meeting budget every month at this point because you're still a relatively new organization. This would have increased your costs to the point where you would have been overburdened. You might not have been able to handle this. And this is exactly what they had in mind, was to strangle out smaller organizations like Downsize DC.
It certainly does appear that way. Now, in talks that we've had with and members of our coalition have had with some of the with one of the organizations that is helping to write this piece of legislation, they have expressed surprise at the outcome of this and so forth, and they have tried to say, hey, look, what if we just regulated so-and-so? But we kind of look at Voltaire, and he said that something along the lines of, I may not agree with what you say. I may deplore it, but I would die sooner than take away your right to speak. And we believe that should be the standard here. The First Amendment does protect four very distinct rights. It says that we have free speech, free press, we have the right to associate and assemble, we have the right to petition our government for redress of grievances. These are all rights that Downsize DC uses every day of the week, and they're very important. That amendment starts by saying Congress shall make no law, not some laws and certain exceptions, but no law abridging, which is the broadest possible word they could have chosen for the First Amendment. Mm-hmm. You can't even begin to intrude on those rights. It's basically what the First Amendment says.
So how did the victory come about, and what exactly was it?
Well, we've had kind of two steps in the success process so far, but the next step is going to be the most difficult. The first step was that Nancy Pelosi was going to include this in her 100-hour orgy, 100 hours worth of legislation. They were going to attempt to ram this right through, and there was enough hue and cry that we were able to create that they decided they would put it through the normal committee process in the House. Then we switched over to the Senate, and they had Section 220 of Senate Bill 1. This was the very first major law they were going to attempt to pass. And Section 220 was the grassroots lobbying provision that offended us so much. And we were able to rally a coalition, a very large coalition, frankly, although it was predominantly conservative. We were at the last minute able to secure the assistance of the ACLU as well.
Mm-hmm.
And all Republicans, including reformer John McCain, as well as six Democrats, voted for the amendment that struck out Section 220. So that was a victory. We've won this in the Senate for now.
Excellent.
Now we switch to the House. And now this is where the battle is going to get a little bit more difficult, because we probably aren't going to be able to keep all the Republicans. We're going to need to pick up some Democrats there as well. So we're continuing to work in coalition effect with a lot of different groups, and
so
we're going
to
keep the pressure up at DownsizeDC.org.
So is this one of the top stories right now at DownsizeDC.org? If people are going to go there, is it going to be easy to find?
Yes.
Okay, DownsizeDC.org. Head over there. Get interactive. Jim, if you'll hold on for a little bit more, I want to find out what's coming up for DownsizeDC.org. What is next? This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. If you got a question for Jim, call in.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more backtalking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show, the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves. Literally, bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free packet8.net line for you. That's 800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams there. There's a broadband version of the show awaiting you, as well as a dial-up version, both completely free at freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, and they do it in a whole new way. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support FTL.
That's right. We're on the phone right now with Jim Babka from DownsizeDC.org. He is the president of Downsize DC, one of my favorite organizations because they're consistently in my corner. They are constantly advocating for less government involvement in your life, in your business, downsizing the national federal government. There's never been anything that DownsizeDC.org has supported that I haven't personally supported as well. They're a fantastic organization, and they're out there working hard every day to keep tabs on this insanely large government that we have and what sort of nutty laws that they're trying to pass. And we've sort of been over a few different things tonight as far as what the current campaigns are over at DownsizeDC.org. But I invite you, listeners, if you've yet to go, to head over now to DownsizeDC.org, or as soon as you get in front of your computer, don't forget about it. Head over there and get signed up for an account. It takes you just a few minutes. And then once you've got your account, then you'll be on the Downsize DC dispatch list. You'll get the occasional update from Jim. I would say, Jim, you send out a handful of updates on a weekly basis. Would that be about accurate?
Yeah, generally about four is pretty much a safe average. Occasionally more, depending on how much Congress is, how much bad behavior they're engaged in.
If you're just an average individual who just would like to get government out of your life, or get it out of your life to some extent, you're going to find an issue that Jim emails you about that really is going to resonate with you, something that really gets you angry. Something, maybe it's not the national farm animal tagging system. Maybe it's going to be some sort of tax increase or some other form of onerous regulation. But there will be something that will cross your email box that will absolutely activate you, and you'll be so happy that you are on the Downsized DC Dispatch because you know that you're going to be able to make a difference and contact your representatives through the DownsizedDC.org system so easily, so simply. It's just a brilliant system. Now, Jim, you've been telling us about some of the things you're currently doing at DownsizedDC.org. You're fighting some regulations that the feds are looking at passing that will actually make your job more difficult as a grassroots organization. And you've had some success, but there's more to come in this particular battle. I know that's still on the plate. But what else is going on for DownsizedDC? What's coming soon?
Well, I think the two big things that we're looking at right now, that first of all, I just want to get another plug in for my appearance and your appearance as well at the upcoming Liberty Forum put on by the Free State Project. Anybody that registers, by the way, that uses the code DOWNDC, D-O-W-N-D-C, gets a 5% discount. And I really want to see people take advantage of that and come and meet me and hear what we have to say. We're going to explain how New Hampshire can change the federal government forever, obviously for the better, and so I'm really excited about that. The other big thing that we're going to be coming up on here, because of this grassroots lobbying issue, we have delayed coming out with a statement and taking specific action on probably the most pressing issue in the nation right now, and that is the war in Iraq and potentially the expansion of it into Iran. The Downsized DC, the team that makes up Downsized DC, built a website called truthaboutwar.org before a single shot was fired in Iraq, explaining that there were no weapons of mass destruction and that someday the country would break into parts and there would be a civil war. We laid it all out from soup to nuts and explained that truth is often the first casualty of war. We've stood up and talked about this over the years on many occasions, but now really the time has arrived that this has become a transpartisan issue where we can begin to talk about withdrawal, and there now is a bill. It's a very simple two-point bill with six co-sponsors that has been introduced in the House, and I'm hoping that on February 1st we will be launching a campaign to get out of Iraq.
Awesome. Now, I know that you've been sort of a little bit on edge about approaching this issue in the past because you don't want to, for instance, alienate, I guess, more of the conservative audience that's on the Downsized DC Dispatch. How did you finally get over that concern?
Well, we've done this in baby steps. I mean, first of all, we've talked about this issue over the years. Harry Brown, as you remember, wrote editorials frequently on this issue, and he was very forthright, and that position was largely our position. We also have talked about this on my radio show, and last year we launched a campaign to actually have a real debate in Congress about the nature of what was going on in Iraq. But what's happened now is that the tide has definitely turned, the elections demonstrate that, and the polls, the public opinion polls demonstrate that. This now is what we call a transpartisan issue. This can't be labeled as being left or right or liberal or conservative or Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, or anything else. It just is. This is the position of the American people. This is what they were expecting to hear from the President of the State of the Union the other night, was how are you going to get out? And that has not been explained by anybody in Washington, D.C., except for this handful of congressmen, six of them, who have sponsored this bill, H.R. 413. And starting Thursday, we intend, and that's the day we hope to launch. We're still working on the campaign, and there still are things that we need to be sensitive to, but we're hoping Thursday to launch and say, number one, that the authorization that was given to the president in 2002 is withdrawn, and number two, that it's time for the president to present an orderly plan for withdrawal to the Congress. And we believe this is the right order, guys, to start this debate. It's too soon to start arguing about the funding because that will play into the president's hands. It's too soon to talk about impeachment because that, too, will play into the president's hands. And the first step here is to set up a constitutional battle. The Congress has not asserted its authority in this matter, and it's about time they stood up and do what we the people have been demanding here.
Awesome.
And that is to say, Mr. President, you no longer have this authorization. And then let's see what he does. Let's see what his next move is. I think he's painted into a corner. He's either got to comply where he's got to set himself up for leaving office.
Or, yeah, make a power grab or something like that. Jim, it sounds like an exciting campaign. I'm glad you guys are finally approaching this, and I think you are the right organization to do it with. And it's going to be good, too, because it's going to help bring more of the anti-war crowd into the folds of DownsizedDC.org, and that can only be a good thing as well. Just reaching out, that's one of the brilliant things about your organization, is that you don't necessarily have a partisan stance. You aren't Republican. You aren't Democrat. You're just an organization that supports less government involvement in people's lives on every issue that you've ever come across. And you do a great job of, I think, bringing in people from different interest groups into the fold, whether they be conservatives maybe on a gun issue or on this farm animal issue, liberals or more anti-war types on getting out of Iraq. You bring them in, and then you can show them how smaller government can work on other issues that they might not have ever thought about before. And I think that's kind of, even though education isn't really one of the, I think, aspects of DownsizedDC.org, I think by proxy you're actually successfully educating some.
Yeah, we try to use our Downsizer dispatch list really to do that education. I mean, that's where we think that it begins to happen. If we begin to bring you in and you become a friend of ours, we can begin to have that dialogue with you.
It's excellent. And, of course, you also have your own radio show, and people can get details about that at DownsizedDC.org. Jim, anything else you wanted to cover tonight?
No, that's pretty much it. You guys are doing a wonderful job, and thank you so much for having me on, and I really am looking forward to seeing you in New Hampshire, both of you.
Let's definitely have you on one more time before the Liberty Forum, so sometime before the end of February. Let's have you back, all right, Jim?
That sounds great.
Thanks for your call tonight. We appreciate talking to you as always, sir. 800-259-9231 is our toll-free packet8.net phone line. Just a great man doing great things for freedom in America.
I think that he's doing the best work on the federal level of anybody who's out there trying for smaller government.
He's the only person that, it's the only national organization I actually bother spending any time paying attention to. DownsizedDC.org. Head over there and get interactive with them. It's brilliant. All right, let's go to Nico in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Nico.
Hello. I was wondering, because you were talking about legislation that would make it hard on smaller farmers, correct?
Mm-hmm.
If we have smaller governments, how will we deal with, certain monopolies and stuff like that that would destroy competition?
Good question. Let's get back to it. If you'll hold on, Nico, we'll bring you back. 1-800-259-9231. Okay. People concerned because they believe government somehow holds monopolies in check, when in fact the opposite is true.
I love this issue.
Yeah. More on the way. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Shelly, you look exhausted.
Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bedfan.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give away all the features there that we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by, for instance, becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to find out what the program is all about. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And if you like Free Talk Live and you want to help get the show on more radio stations around the country, more Internet listeners on board, and thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty, if that's valuable to you, then you should amp, like over 300 of our listeners have done. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com today to learn more, learn about some of the perks you'll get, like access to the amplifier-only call-in lines, the amplifier-only forum, and more. And there's also some things that the amplifiers get to test out before they go public, and you'll discover what that is as well right now if you amp at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Nico in Illinois. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Nico.
Okay. I was just like, because for monopolies in the government, you know, like, for example, Walmart.
You're concerned, first of all, just to recap, you're concerned that that if there is very little or no government in America, then all of a sudden monopolies will become a very real problem. That's what you're getting at?
Yeah. I think the government should at least regulate if a market or if a one single corporate or corporation gets more than a certain percentage of the market share, because if a store gets too big or if a corporation gets too big, there's no way for the little guys to compete, because you can't compete with a big place because you can't make your products cheap enough for people to want to buy them.
Well, first off, basically a monopoly can't exist without the government. Do you understand that?
I don't think he does understand.
Do you understand? You don't understand that. Okay. Like, for instance, Nico, the power company that supplies power to your home, it could be the state or it could be a private company. Cable company is a good example, too. In a given area, the municipal government decides which cable company gets to deliver cable to your house. Mm-hmm. No other cable company can operate in that area. If they do, they're kicked out. You know, they're not able to do it. Now with DirecTV and satellite, there's a certain amount of competition in that arena, and it looks like broadband internet's going to be able to bring some competition into that arena too. But when it comes to cable delivery, there's only one allowed to do it, and it's allowed by law. So That's a real monopoly.
That's a government-enforced monopoly. And that's how they exist.
So, and other than that, you don't have a monopoly. Let's take some examples that people pull out when they talk about monopolies.
Microsoft.
Walmart. Neither one of these are monopolies. Microsoft has all kinds of competition, but if you look at the Windows arena, where they probably hold their largest market share, you have OS X, which Apple now has. You can run
it's
on any machine
more popular.
You want. You have Linux, which
yep.
you know they have this open source thing. That, so you can get other stuff. It's
rumor
just that people.
Rumor is Google's going to come out with an operating system.
You know that Google's a big player in the internet world, and they're going to give Microsoft a run for their money. Yes, some stores exist and have large market shares, but they generally don't do it for very long. Have you heard of Montgomery Ward's?
I think he dropped off the line.
Did he? He's gone?
But he's a younger listener, so I presume no.
Okay, that's the reason I asked. Many of our listeners have heard of stores like Montgomery Ward's.
How about Woolworths? That's a perfect example. Woolworths used to dominate back in, what was it, the 60s and 70s for the most part?
I think Woolworths is responsible for Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And
I think you're right
that, you know, him. I mean, that's how big they were. They created Rudolph.
Now where are they?
They're
gone.
Pretty much gone. You know, there's all kinds of companies that have had market share, and they lose it.
Right, and you also
because
have to,
competition comes into the arena because it's difficult to turn a big ship.
You also have to address how they got the market share in the first place.
They provided a good product.
Exactly, they provided a product or a service or both. That sold in the marketplace, that individuals on a voluntary basis decided, I'm going to walk through these here doors and buy some stuff from this store.
Right. Walmart, with its little happy face blue vests there, they're not going out in the community and forcing people at gunpoint to come and shop there. People are shopping there because they want to.
Exactly.
They want to buy cheap plastic crap at Walmart.
That's not fair. They sell a bunch of things at Walmart, and many of them are made from metal.
But a lot of Walmart does sort of have the lower end merchandise, and a lot of plastic things that are made these days, especially in foreign countries, fall apart.
But right, and Target's not going anywhere. They're doing just fine, even with Walmart and their dominance. Target's doing great.
Target has a niche. It's Walmart for people that middle and upper middle class people.
Walmart.
You know, it's trendy. Yeah, it's trendy Walmart. That's a good explanation because I know that my wife she goes to Target and pays twice as much for things all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The same stuff.
Exactly. So it's actually just a common myth. The idea that monopolies could exist without a government. If it did happen, if one company were able to actually capture 99 to 100% of the market share, they would have done it with the voluntary consent of everyone who was buying from them. They would have to really be the most awesome company with the best customer service and the most satisfying organization in the world to get to that point. And if they all of a sudden got to 100% of market share and they sat up on the king of the hill and said, ha, 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 now we have 100% of the market share and we're going to change our ways. No more good customer service. We're going to treat you people like crap from here on out.
No more low prices. You people must pay double.
In that particular case, all of a sudden, there's your market opportunity for competitors to jump into the game. Because without government to sit there and regulate an industry, then anybody can get in. And that's one of the other important points about government regulations, is that existing businesses love new regulations because they know it makes it more difficult for newbies to get into the business, for upstarts, for startups, for people that are going to run a business out of the back of their house while they get started. These are people that will be prevented by government regulations from getting involved, that without those regulations, they can jump into the game. Now you say, well, wait a minute. If there's no government regulations, what if they hurt their customers? What if they harm people? Well, buyer beware. Caveat emptor. Do your research before you decide to engage in business with an organization. We've got to go to the phones. It's Al in Florida listening on WFTL. Hey, Al, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Al in Florida. Oh, is Nico back? I didn't know he was back. Okay,
I'm
Nico.
Back.
Any response?
Well, you said that people can just go to Walmart and buy things for cheaper, which is true. But the thing is that Walmart, well, around here at least, they're so big that whatever town they go into, they run a lot of little people who sell, you know, blue jeans or whatever. They run them out of business. And so the people in the town, they have to shop at Walmart, and not only do they pay the workers minimum wage, but the people who, you know, sell to Walmart have to sell for lower prices because Walmart wants them to.
Well, Walmart, hold on just a second. Walmart doesn't generally pay minimum wage, but let's suppose that they do.
They start at $7.90 here.
The reason that the companies went out of business when Walmart moved in isn't because Walmart moved in. It's because people stopped going to those local stores and they instead went to Walmart. And, you know, I'm sorry that that happened. I know that people like their livelihood and they like things to stay the same when they like those things. But they want things to change when they want them to change, too. And my question to you is this. Should we get rid of all the cars because it put all the blacksmiths out of work back in, you know, the early 1900s?
No,
it's because it's progress, Nico. And I'm sorry, sometimes progress hurts people that are hanging on. You know, I've seen local mom-and-pop stores that sell blue jeans and cowboy boots and things like that.
I'm sure there's some former typewriter salesmen that are very angry about the personal computer.
Yeah, they don't like this whole word processing thing.
Nico? He's gone again.
I guess I can agree with you, but it's like they take up a lot of, you know, because what happens if we just have Walmart selling these things?
You don't just have Walmart. And as I pointed out, if it was just Walmart, it would be because they did such an awesome job that everyone in the world decided to start doing business at Walmart. And I don't personally see that happening. Do you? Have you been to Target?
I've been to Target. But.
Okay. A lot of other people go to Target, too, and they shop there, and they choose to shop at Target as opposed to Walmart. And there are still local stores. I've seen them around here. Maybe they're not selling brand new jeans, but there's a store here in Keene that sells used clothes. They call themselves Saks Thrift Avenue. It's very cute, very homey, very local store, and they seem to be doing just fine. So I think it's also somewhat of an urban myth that Walmart comes into a community and just decimates the businesses there.
Right. Suddenly, all the money is going to Arkansas instead of being kept in the local community. But my question, when you talk about things like that, is, well, where are the local stores buying their stuff? Are they buying only blue jeans made in that local town? Well, no, they're not. They're bringing them in from all over. So the money's leaving anyway.
And the idea that we should even have government around to regulate businesses is just going to give big companies more power, Nico. Don't forget that. Who do you think government responds to better? Big companies with deep pockets or a little mom-and-pop store? Think about that one. Hour 3's on the way.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.